Hello.
Hi, Gwendolyn. This is Forrest. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, we had a 12:30 appointment to speak about your property on Prince Henry Avenue. You filled out a form online.
I don't know about an appointment, but I filled out some information.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My assistant said he spoke with you and set us up a time to call today. I'm sorry if that information's
Oh,
in there.
well, I did talk to someone earlier.
Yeah, that's my assistant, Sid.
He said someone was going to call.
Yeah, that's me. How's your afternoon?
Busy.
If I've caught you at
I've
a
been
bad
work.
time, I'll be more than
No,
happy to
it's
reschedule.
okay. No, it's probably now or never because I'm always busy.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell me what's going on?
Nothing's going on. I just put in my house for sale. I'm not negotiating anything. It's 400,000 or no deal.
Okay. Tell me about the condition of the property. I see that, it's in 1856. Is it a registered historic home?
Well, I already told the other person everything, all the stuff that I've done. Come
Okay.
on, Zaylee.
Okay.
I bought it 5 years ago. I put probably 100,000 in it. It has seven roofs. I replaced five of them. And what else? I put in some porcelain tile in the kitchen and pantry. Some marble in the half bathroom on the floor. I've done granite counters and a new old-fashioned kitchen sink and new appliances in here in the kitchen. And so it has five bedrooms, two and a half baths. It has a pantry. It has a dining room. It has a laundry room. Well, I call it an exercise room, but it could be whatever somebody wants it to be. And it has a library. And it's about over a little over 3,000 square feet.
Wow.
So that's about it.
Okay. Would for looking to get 400,000, I heard you no negotiating, I get it. Would you be resistant to listing it with a realtor?
I haven't signed any papers to list it with anyone. If I sell it, I'll sell it myself.
What do you mean by that? Like just by filling out these forms for cash offers?
I would just say for sale, 4,000, and if they want to buy, oh, I've done plumbing too, plumbing. Replacing the galvanized pipes and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're saying you would just do a for sale by owner then?
Yeah. Because you have to pay a lot of money with for someone to list it and all this.
So the average pricing that people or cost that people have to sell their property is going to be between 9 to 12%. So we just usually tell people 10%. But I will tell you that, for sale by owners, they typically are 15 to 20% less of a sales price than what a realtor-to-realtor transaction is. So you'd probably be doing better if we were to have a conversation about a listing where you have a professional, that's me or anybody. You'll get more money in the end by using, a professional salesperson. That's just facts with data that, or is nationwide, so.
Okay.
I would love to have a conversation with you.
Well, I already told you everything is really not too much more to talk about.
No, I hear you. I'm talking about, what a, listing appointment would look like and going from there. But, $400,000, I don't disagree that it may be worth that, you know, with all the improvements you've done. I mean, but definitely, you know, a cash offer does works the same way that you would take cash somewhere and you would say, hey, what's your cash price? It's always got a discount to it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the information.
All right,
Thank
Gwendolyn.
you for your timely information.
What kind of timeline are you looking at?
I don't have a timeline. I don't work. I'm retired. I don't need to sell the house. When I bought this house, it had sat here for 9 years in disrepair. It was raining inside. But I saw the bone structure of the house was very good, and I thought it would be a good to bring it back to life. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time and I hope you have a great Easter.
Well, thank you. And you see the thing, well, I hope you have a good day too, but the house was listed for 95 in 2000.
Yeah, I saw the history on it. What was it, like a foreclosure or something?
Well, the city owned it.
Oh, okay.
And so what happened, it sat here for 9 years in disrepair, and most people could, when they looked at it, didn't have the money to put in it. Well, I had a house in Tampa, Florida that I sold, and I had bought that in 2014. Was my first house I literally bought, but my deceased husband had bought another house, but I was on the deed. But that one, my name wasn't on it. He bought that before I married him. And but my name was, I mean, since I was married, my name was on the deed. But anyway, the house in Tampa, it was listed as 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. And I wasn't even going to go look at it. So I went and looked at it. Turned out it was 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, a mother-in-law house with a bath, a bathroom, a bedroom, and another room for whatever they wanted it for. And it was 95. So I bought that house. I bought that house. So when I sold that house 5 years later, it was up to 300,000. And that, now if you look at that house now, they renovated it. I didn't really do that much to it because I liked the way it looked. And now it's up to $500,000. But if you want to look at it, if you're not busy, it's 310 West Street, Tampa, Florida. So I had a little under 300,000, and so my agent said, she was trying to steer me from this house. She said, oh, this house may have a lot of problems and blah blah blah. So I had the down in the basement, I had I forgot to tell you, it has a basement that works, and it has a heater down there, and it's oil, and it has the old-fashioned oil heating. So I had that checked to see if it works, and he brought a gallon of oil, and he said it fired right up, and it does work. And so it has furnaces, those old-fashioned furnaces. Sally, go get your clothes. So she said, if you wait until tomorrow, the house is going to be down to 83.5. So I paid cash 83.5 for the house. Like I said, I put about 100 in it. So if you look at the pictures online, they will do it no justice at all. It has a front porch and a side porch. I'm sitting on it right now with my 3 rocking chairs and my 3-year-old granddaughter. I mean, it needs a few things done,
So
but nothing major.
when
Nothing
you did all
major.
your updates, did you do the central air? Did you add a central air to it?
Oh no, they told me it wouldn't be to my advantage to put central air in this house because the ceilings are very high, and the house doesn't need central air. In the winter and the summertime, all you need is a little fan. It stays cool the whole summer. Football. The winter is the problem. It's very cold. It gets very cold in maybe February. Because I never bought any oil. I use heaters.
Space
And I
heaters.
only heat, I use oil fill heaters.
Like the
You know, the
radiant
one,
kind.
yes, that you just plug it up and they keep things heated up. And I only heat, let go of the cat, Zaylee. And I only, sorry about that.
It's okay.
She doesn't like to be yanked on. So I don't, I only heat the rooms I'm in. So that's it, right? That's all I can say.
Okay, well, I mean, shoot. I mean, if you want, I can come by and take a look at it. I can do some, figuring and, let you know, if your price is on target or not. I heard you. I heard you. I heard you. You're not in distress. You don't need to move. I heard you. My assistant Sid took good notes. He said that, your mother's, 97 years old and lives down in the beach area, and you like to be closer to her. If like there's no distress here, but it would like for me to, I would be more than happy to give me some comparable property.
Well, I haven't. They have comps, but I never signed the papers. I
Better
never
homes and
signed the
gardens.
contract. Yeah, I haven't. Let me see what she.
I'm here to
So
better homes and gardens.
she already came out. She named. Oh, let's see. Put it in the drawer. Just one second. I'm just gonna give you what she said. She looked all around, took pictures. And she says everything's subtracted 360. That's what she said. This is with commission 21,600, 10,000 seller concession, and all the crazy prices that they tack on here. Termite work 10,000. I don't have termites. But I never signed it. So, and then on another paper, she has something about 371. And she's going by comps, the neighborhood houses that have sold. This is how they base it. You know about it. That's what you're talking about right now. So that's where I am. So I really don't need another person to come over here and do any comparison. Either they're gonna pay me 400 or it's no deal. All
Okay.
right. Well, you have a good day and it was nice chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you as well, Gwendolyn. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.